Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody!
Maria, touching me. Do you love me?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hope Victorious. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, and this is my podcast, broadcast, and so excited. Amen. I am Wanda Martin Woodard, and I'm just so excited. So be sure to share this broadcast. I don't have my text with me today, so I won't be able to read your comments, but still say hi because I'll go back over it this week, when I get home, and I'll respond to everybody's quotes and posts. So hello to everybody that's on. I see you all had dialed in. I am so happy and blessed on today. So how about today, you guys? I'm going to be talking about making wise choices. Super excited. I'm stepping out of a box on something. Some things on my to-do list I am stepping out, and how about some things that's not on my to-do list, okay, that I'm going to step out in and just believe God. It's good to have people in your life who pour into you, who don't mind giving an encouraging word. I'm going to step out on something, and I'm super excited about it. My sister, Nikki and Penny, always pushes me to do great things, even things I don't think about doing. They're like, sis, you need to do it. So I bless God. Amen. So let us get started. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for this broadcast, God. Lord, I thank you for just being so alive and so just wonderful. I thank you, God, for dying across for our sins that we may have everlasting life. I thank you for healing. I thank you for restoration. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen, you guys. Are y'all taking care of yourself? I mean, really, because let me tell you, I've been working out, taking care of myself, and I feel great. I see results. It's coming off slowly and gradually, but I do bless God. I also want to say congratulations to my pastor, Reverend Joshua Gooden. He had his second anniversary, pastoral anniversary, this past Sunday. Let me tell you, so it was the bomb, okay? We had such a great time. It was so much love that was spread through the members and just loving him. It was awesome, okay? Amen. So let's get started. So we're going to come from, I'm just so pumped and hyped from this past last week and this weekend. Just awesome, 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 awesome. So we just thank God. So I bless God. And thank you all for joining in. So we're coming from 1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel chapter 25, beginning with the 9th verse. And this is the story of David and Abigail and Nabal. Well, it's crazy. So, so let's just get started. Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel chapter 25, beginning with the 9th verse, and it says, when David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name, and then they waited. Nabal answered David's servants, who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their master these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my sharers and give it to men coming from who knows where? Now, I'm going to just brief you on this one. That's the story of David when David was in the wilderness and how David was running from his life from Saul. And I see you all, the ones who dialed in. Amen. God bless you. And the ones who did Facebook Live. And David, the men, this is the story of David. David was in the wilderness running for his life at the time from Saul, for Saul wanted to kill him because David got jealous of David because David was killing more men than he was killing in battle. And even though God had anointed David, it just wasn't his time yet to become king. But look how humble David was in the midst of all that. Isn't it something, hallelujah, just dropped in my spirit. When God promised you something and it don't happen right away, but you hold it and ponder it in your heart, and then years come, and then you start seeing things that are coming to fruition, things that come in to play, and you're like, wow, it's so amazing. Because David held on to that, even though he knew that he would be king one day, he held on to that. It didn't matter who was in place before him, and he's so humble because all he wanted to do was just love on Saul, not take his position, but God then already told him, you will be king. But look how David, hallelujah, humbly still served and wanted to serve under Saul, because even though God told him that it wasn't his time yet for him to move out on that thing. God, thank you for just dropping in my spirit. But how many of us are holding on to some things that God promised us, and we know it's not time for us to take that place until God tell us to take it? But we're humbly waiting, and it's not that we're waiting. We're still serving. He was still serving God. He was still moving forward, even though God called him to be a king. Hallelujah. That's humility right there, y'all. That's holding on a dream that God has given to you, and you got to work out her pastor. Paul Thomas talked about working the middle. David was working the middle before he got to the end. Hallelujah. So David was in the wilderness, so he sent his men out to ask Nabal. Nabal was a rich man. He was from Moab. He was a rich man, and he was sheep shearing town, which was in Carmel. But sheep shearers are people who cut the wool off of the sheep. But the thing is that to have to make this the fleece whole and not just separate it, but to make it whole. So they were sheep shearers cutting the wool off of the sheep. So they were out there in the field while they was running from Saul. But let me just finish reading. So now I'm on verse 12. David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, "You strap on," this is David because he's mad now, "strap on your sword." So they did, and David strapped on as well. About 400 men went up with David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. Look how many men that was. Hallelujah. Verse 14, one of the servants, because let me tell you something, there's always somebody around us looking, there's always somebody around us watching. So just like my mama always told me, every shut eye ain't sleep, okay? So you may think that you may be getting away from some things, or you may think that you have things in secret and don't nobody know. Let me tell you something, there's somebody else always looking, amen? So one of the servants of Abigail, Nabal's wife, Abigail, was married to David. And look how opposite attract. Abigail, they said that she was very intelligent, she was very beautiful, and Nabal was so silly. You got to go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 25. And it talked about Nabal, him being so surly and just mean. He was so mean-spirited. But Abigail, which was his wife, was very intelligent and very beautiful, very beautiful spirit. But he was so surly and mean. So verse 14 says, one of the servants told Abigail, Nabal's wife, "David sent messengers from the wilderness to give our master his greetings. But he hurled insults at them." Now this was the servant going back telling Abigail. I know he probably said, "Look, our master is crazy, okay? And let me tell you what happened." But look at God. God allowed somebody to be there in the midst who was able to take back the message, because if not, David was getting ready. Look, it says David was going to tear all of them up. So in verse 14, it says, "David sent messengers from the wilderness to give our master his greetings, but he hurled insults at them. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us. And the whole time we were out in the fields, near them nothing was missing." And because in the fields nothing was missing. "Night and day they were a wall around the whole time we were herding our sheep. Hear them. Verse 17, now think it over and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to him. Isn't that something? Have you ever been around some mean and bitter people that nobody could talk to you? So the servant, so Abigail said in verse 18, Abigail acted quickly. See, she made a wise choice. She acted quickly. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 sheaves of roasted grain, 100 cake. Look, she was giving them the whole refrigerator. 100 cakes of raisins and 200 cakes of, pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys. Then she told her servants, go on ahead, I'll follow you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. So she told them to go ahead before her. She came behind them. Well, all of this stuff she had, but she never told her husband, Nabal. And it's something, because in the scripture, it says that nobody could tell him nothing because he was so mean. He was so mean. So mean and surly. Somebody could be that mean. You know, we work around people sometimes that's mean. We live with folks that's mean in our communities, on our block. And how about even sometimes, you know, when we outside on the street, people are just so mean-hearted. Not everybody, but some folks. But what I love is that she was not to be played with, okay? She acted quickly. So he said, what could you do? What could you do, you know, because disaster, he said, is over our master head and over the whole household. But what I love about it is that, no matter how evil and mean and disheartened their master was, he still was looking out for him, because he didn't want David to come. David, the word of the Lord said he strapped up. He said, everybody strap up and let's go. And he, 600 men went up and he left the other 2 behind. Honey, let me tell you, he was not playing. Do you hear me? David was not playing, because he's upset. Because, and then the servant says, you know, he says, the servant says to him that, it said to Abigail, you know, when we were out there in the fields, David's men was put a wall of protection around us. So nobody came up against them to rob them. And on top of that, Nabal was prospering because everything was so smooth, because David's men was out there. David's men didn't want no handout. Only thing they asked for, whatever you can give them. Okay, let me tell you, Abigail fixed that, because she emptied out her whole refrigerator, okay, to say, hey, whatever you want, you got it. But the thing about Abigail was that, so she was so intelligent and wise. And you can finish reading the story yourself in 1 Samuel chapter 25. She went on and took all this stuff to make amends. But when she got there to David, she told David, hey, you know, think about what you're doing. I'm just using my imagination, my own words. Think about what you're doing. Don't do something you're going to regret, because, see, the blood would have been on David's hands, even though he was right in terms of, you know, I can't believe he would do this to me. He wronged me. I'm out here protecting his men, his sheep, and all the thing I asked you was for something to eat, and you're going to insult me like that? Tell me, who is this? Like, he just hit runaway guy? Let me tell you something. Or some thug, he was like, you're not going to insult me like that. Let's go. And I love it, because Abigail was like, And it wasn't so much about you killing our whole household. She was also looking out for David, because you don't want the eyes. She already knew what kind of man David was. She did not want the blood to be on his hands for killing and wiping out the whole house. Amen. Including wiping her out. She didn't want that to happen, and she did not want David to be in trouble with the Lord and have to wind up repenting for his sins, or, you know, messing up his blessings. So she said, you got to think about that before you go up in there. But it's something how when people, one wrong move, sometimes the wrong thing could destroy your whole life. Amen. Just by one wrong mistake or one wrong word that you may say to somebody. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Be careful and just make wise decisions. But by her stopping him and calming him down and talking to him, they gave him a chance to think. They gave him a chance to think, to say, you know what? I need to rethink this thing. I ain't going in to wipe everything out. I ain't going. He was mean and he was so surly. But how could you be so mean? This man sitting up on riches and wealth, and we ask for something, and you insult us? Come on, the son of Jesse. Who's the son of Jesse? I mean, he tore David up with all his insults. But you know what? I'm so glad that Abigail thought quick. She thought fast. Quickly. She quickly thought. See, that's why I love the Lord. That's why I love Jesus Christ, okay? I don't have to go to a southwest corner and pray like some Muslims do, or pray like the Muslims do, or Buddhists, and sit down and got to chant. No, when I'm running for my life, I can say a prayer. Why? Because God is omnipresent. Why? Because he's everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I ain't got to run to a corner and try to find on a mat and knock my head against the wall just to find Jesus. No. When, let me tell you something. In the midst of her thinking, she was able to ask her while she's packing up food for David, she's able to pray and say, Lord, protect us. God, fill us up. God, put a hedge of protection around us. And when I get to him, send peace, my Father. Hallelujah. I just bless the name of the Lord, just making wise choices. And I love it because Abigail was so wise, and I just love her spirit and how she was able to think quickly. She never did bring it to her husband's attention that she was going to go fix the matter, because she knew if she'd have said something to him, her whole house would have been gone, and her, amen, and him, amen. So disaster, the servant said, is hanging over our heads. So he knew not to go to his master, because his master wouldn't listen to nothing. But she knew, he, the servant know, if I go to the woman of God, I know that she's going to listen, and I know that she's smart enough to think, what can I do in this situation? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, 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 let me tell you something. Touch not thy my anointed, do thy prophet no harm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. I just love, I love this story, and I love how poised and stunning Abigail was. It's just in her when I read the history of her. And you got to go back and read about her. I am going to finish up again next week, because it is just so, so awesome of this whole story. I just bless the name of the Lord. Just make a wise choice, because you got to be careful some of the things you say out of your mouth, being so mean-hearted. Now here, David is out protecting his field, and he didn't have to protect it, but he did out of kindness of his heart. And we send, and he sends blessings to the man of God. You know what I'm saying? And uplifting him. And this is what you do? Throw an insult like that to me? So let me tell you something. And it's so amazing, because how often do we turn our backs on folk who helped us? How often do we forget about them when they were there for us when we were down and out? How often do we walk by people who we don't know, knowing that we have a couple dollars in our pocket, but we don't even give them $1, $2, $3, or whatever you may have in your pocket? How many times we walk past folks and say, you know what, my refrigerator is full, but people come over and you don't offer them nothing to eat because you're that selfish, or you act like they don't exist. Sometimes people are so self-absorbed and so self-centered, they don't want to help nobody out. And how, even though a person may not give you any stuff financially, but people do give you a listening ear, not like this is enough for me, because people who sit there and listen to you while you discuss your problems and bounce things off of you and get your advice about things, and then when it's your turn to act like you don't even exist, they won't answer the phone when it's your turn to get something in return from them, I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong how sometimes we treat each other. We don't have forgiveness in our heart, but we want to sit around and talk to everybody around. I mean, people are dying like left and right. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, it's just so crazy, and people still can have a hard heart towards you. And I sometimes it just seems so amazing, like, how bitter can you be? You can actually sit up there at a funeral and still don't speak to the neighbor that's beside you, instead of trying to make amends with that person. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that, you know, we just take life for granted sometimes. And it's just so crazy, because, you know, we just do. We just take things for granted, like, oh, they won't be around for a long time, so I ain't saying nothing to them. You don't know. Only God knows the time or the day and the day. Amen? So my lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. God is so faithful, y'all. And he is just so all-knowing and just so loving, because I just love the story about Abigail and Nabal and David, because, you know, and not that I love so much Nabal, because his heart, he was just surly. He was just mean and angry all the time. How could you have this, that mean and angry? Oh, my God. But I learned, you know, to have a forgiving heart. I learned to forgive people. No, I'm not saying it is easy, because it's a process. It's really a process, especially when you can live in the same household. Somebody's so mean and nasty, don't even want to talk to you. Don't even want to try to resolve the issues. Try to resolve the issue, y'all. Try to resolve something so you can get past it. And it's not to get past it to manipulate God. It's to get past those things, because you got other stuff coming down the pipe for you. You got all kind of blessings, you know, coming for you. You got to open up your mind and ask God to help you to forgive that person who hurt me. Or how about go to somebody and ask for forgiveness, even if you don't even know what you did. They say you offended me. You know how many times I have to say, I apologize. I don't have time. I may not know what I did, but I had to apologize to somebody because they said I offended them. This was a couple of years ago, and I'm like, I did not know that I offended you, and they said that I did, and I said, well, forgive me, because I did not know I offended you, and it was offending them because I didn't attend an event, and I'm like, I'm sorry that I did not attend the event. I had something to do that day. And my apologies. So you never know how people feel about things like that. Now, that may have been small to them. I mean, big to them, and it could have been small to me. But, you know, who's to say what's big or small? You just, I said, forgive me. I didn't know why I offended you, because I couldn't attend. But I had something to do, and I told you I had something to do. So I wasn't able to make it, and I'm sorry. But people hold on to things for so many years, and you don't even know what you did. Lord have mercy. But I'm just saying to you on today, don't overlook folk who have helped you. Don't overlook folk who sit there on the phone with you for hours. Don't overlook them like they don't exist, because now everything is fine with you. Don't ignore them, and don't be mean to them. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're good. You're good now. You're good now, you know, because my line's open. If you want to press one, if anyone want to comment, I'll take your call, because folk will be angry with you, and you don't even know why. And then sometimes we feel like, I ain't got to feed nobody. Now, you know, you got a refrigerator full of food, and you know you may have a visitor come over. I mean, all they could say is just really don't want nothing to eat, but offer sometimes. David was out there giving his heart and pouring his heart out to folk, and this is what they did. And this is what Nabal did with his surly, mean self. Very mean and surly. I mean, and then sometimes we feel like we can keep things a secret, don't nobody else know. But God knows. God knows your heart. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. He knows. So you're not getting away with anything. You're not getting away with anything with that mean heart. And even if you can congratulate a person and be happy for them and turn around and roll your eyes, guess what? God sees that too. God sees that. So stop being pleasing to man. Stop pleasing man and please God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I don't have my text to read your comments, but I'll go back this evening and read your comments. God is so good. He is so faithful, y'all, and I just love him. I came from 1 Samuel chapter 25 on today, talking about Nabal and Abigail. Ooh, she was an awesome woman of God. But she lived in... And thank y'all for the hearts that's coming up. Abigail lived in the house with somebody who was mean and surly. Now, you know that was a rough place to be, in a house with somebody that mean. And even the servant said nobody could talk to him. Nobody could talk to our master. Nobody could talk to him. He don't want to hear nothing. And he bringing disaster on this whole house. But let me tell you something. That servant ran to Abigail because he's like, look, you got to do something, woman of God. And guess what? She thought quickly. She made a wise choice. Her wise choice was to make sure that who her husband offended, she went to make amends and say, look, forgive him. He don't know no better. And if he do know better, forgive him. Look, this is what we have, and I'm giving it to you. But also, man of God, she didn't want David to sin against God. Don't go in and kill him, and then the blood be on your hands. You got to think about things before you say it and before you do it. But by her calming David down and talking to him, gave him a chance to think. He was grateful to Abigail for stopping him from killing that man. So make wise choices on today, you all. Make wise choices before you say things, before you be so angry. I know it seems like we live in a world where everybody is so hostile. Everybody is so angry. But don't you be angry. Hallelujah. Spread some love to somebody and embrace somebody and let them know you love them. Make amends with that person who you're so angry with, or they angry with you. You know, try to settle your differences. But if they don't accept it, ain't nothing you can do about it. Wipe the dust off your shoes and keep on moving. But you know, even if you need a witness, bring a witness in there. Amen. So make wise choices on today, you guys. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. My broadcast is getting ready to end. Thank you all for tuning in. Make wise choices and be kind to somebody on today. And ask God to remove the stoniness from your heart and from that person's heart. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. Please bless us and keep us in your care, God. Even if somebody at work is out, who's really bothering on Father God, and who's so mean and evil, God, remove that stoniness from their heart and give them a heart of gold. Give them a soft heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe that you can turn that situation around, somebody who's being oppressed on today, God. Lord, right now, for your glory, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins, and may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We pray, Father God, for Corinne's daughter on today, God. Lord, send everything that she needs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for healing upon her body, God. Lord, right now, for your glory, God, continue to touch my aunt on today, Lord God. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for just being so wonderful and so kind, God. We love you, we love you, we love you, God. Touch Mom Jackie on today. Everyone that's on this broadcast, God, and everybody who dialed in, everybody that's on the broadcast, Father God, Facebook Live, we love you and we adore you. Hallelujah, 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 God. We thank you and we adore you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name. Touch every shelter, touch every transitional home, Father God. Lord, right now for your glory, God. Lord, send prosperity. Send places where they can live. Send housing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, somebody is getting weary and tired, God. But Lord, we know you're able to make a way out of no way, God. Be not weary, Lord, during the empty season. You shall reap if you faint not. We love you and we adore you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And touch our children, Lord God. Amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know he is a healer. Hallelujah. Make wise choices today. That's what I tell my children. Make wise choices. So I love you all. Have a blessed day. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. I'll go back a little later and read all of your posts and I'll respond to you. Love you all. Have a great day. Bye.